with the news flash on the Smokies Classic Hits 104.9 WFSC. I'm Vince Lennon. This update brought to you by Ann Dean Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
There has not been a singular product identified as the source of the current cases in North Carolina, but officials are working to identify any sources of exposure. The president of a youth football league is indicted for allegedly pilfering from the nonprofit. 46-year-old Stephanie Leanne Ash of Cullowhee arrested last week on 10 counts of embezzlement after a grand jury indicted her for allegedly skimming $1,500 from the Smoky Mountain Youth Football League. She's currently free on a $75,000 bond from the Jackson County Jail. North Carolina is seeing a rise in cycloporiosis cases as dozens of states across the country report an increase in the intestinal illness that causes intense explosive diarrhea. The state reporting 307 cases and 13 hospitalizations between May 1st and yesterday. That's according to the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Following the controversies over the state auditor's office's role in the debate over where an early voting site should be held in Cullowhee, Dallas Woodhouse, the former head of the NCGOP and former elections liaison of the North Carolina Auditor's Office, has resigned. It comes after the Jackson County Board of Elections chair member Bill Thompson states he felt pressure from people in Raleigh to vote a certain way on an early voting site that would be on Western Carolina University's campus.
With the news flash on the Smokies Classic Hits 104.9 WFSC, I'm Vince Lennon. This update brought to you by Ann Dean Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.